Discover God's purpose for your life as you listen to the words of Prophet Jones Kosinah, founder and senior pastor of God's Haven Ministries, the Terra Church. Prophet Jones focuses on training, equipping, and empowering individuals to discover, develop, and maximize your God-given gifts and purpose. And now, listen to this message by Prophet Jones Kosinah.
I want to share something briefly with you today. And I've titled it, Go and Make Disciples. Go and Make Disciples. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18.
Matthew 28
to 20.
From verse 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Do you believe in the word of God? Do you believe in the word of God? And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in the heaven and on earth. Go therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always. Even to the end of the age. Jesus says all authority has been given to him. That which is in heaven and that is which is on earth. He said it has been given to him. And he says that it's commanding you and
me
to go make disciples. You have to be interested in what God or Jesus is interested in. You see, the words of Jesus are very powerful. The words of Jesus are very powerful. Jesus was about departing from the earth. And he says that we should go and preach the gospel. We should go and make disciples. Don't forget that today my message is go and do what? Make disciples. Church is not about coming and just singing and dancing and just see some few friends. Church is a place that God brings us to prepare us, to equip us, and to develop us so that we will go out there and make disciples. And this commandment is not for just some group of people. This instruction is not for pastors.
It's
not just for prophets.
It's
for everyone.
It's
for every church member.
Are
we together? God is instructing all of us to go make disciples. To go make disciples of him. That is a mandate for every believer. If we are not very careful, we will be carrying the instructions of the devil. Instead of carrying out the instructions of our Lord Jesus Christ, God wants everybody here to be a disciple. When I'm talking about a disciple, I'm just talking about somebody who is a follower of Christ. So you are making people to become a followers of Christ. So you are a follower of Christ.
And
you are also making people followers of Christ. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, I think verse 1, it says, follow me as I follow Christ. It says, follow me as I also follow Christ. You must follow Jesus. And somebody also must follow you. Somebody must follow you. To Jesus. Somebody must follow you. Because they see Jesus in you. Somebody must follow you. Because they see something extraordinary around you. So Paul was very bold.
And
he says that you should follow me. Because I am following Jesus. I am following Jesus Christ. Are you a follower of Jesus? If you are a follower of Jesus, you will make others also to follow you. You should also have disciples. Where is your disciple? Where is your disciple? Ask the person sitting next to you. Where are your disciples? I can't see them around you. I can't see them around you. Where is your disciple? Am I speaking to somebody?
You are preaching.
No, I'm talking about you. You the one that you are looking around. I am asking you that, where is your disciple? Are you following the instructions of Jesus? Can I tell you something? It's not all about money. Nothing can be compared with a soul. Nothing on this earth can be compared with a soul, a single soul. Nothing can be compared with this brother. What's your name? Stephen. Look at Stephen.
Share brother Stephen.
Nothing on this earth can be compared to Stephen. No car. No buildings. Nothing can be compared with
Stephen.
Stephen is a precious soul.
Yeah, brother Stephen, the awesome papa.
It's not easy to get.
And that from Sobenya, your brother Stephen.
It's not easy to have.
And that from Sobenya, no.
Stephen is a precious stone.
And yes, David, you're awesome, Papa.
Look for precious things.
Look
for more valuable things.
The
Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away. Everything shall pass away. Everything shall pass away. But that which the Lord have said, it will never pass. It will never pass. He has said that go and make disciples for my sake. Go and make disciples. This will never pass away. It will follow you. The Bible says your works will follow you. Your works will follow you. Where are your works? I'm looking for a day that somebody will die and they will bury him or her with his car. Just one car. At least go with one car. Or go with one mansion. I am just waiting. Naked we came.
At the journey by,
naked we will go.
At the chance also near the back.
Oh yes.
Oh, no crepan. Yes. Teaching good.
Naked we came.
At the journey by,
naked we will go.
At the chance also near the back.
That's why the Muslims when you die, wow. No. They just wrap you.
That's right.
Nothing. They are really following scripture.
Sure.
They are wearing suits.
They wash your coat. Mercy on us.
Suits.
Wash your coat, shepherd. Yeah, mobile.
It's a serious thing.
Hey, one pound.
With decorations.
No, my decorations. Then
they don't decorate anything.
I'm on your decoration, Bia.
Naked you can.
At the turn now, bye.
Naked you go.
They just wrap you.
They just wrap you. Yes. As a matter of fact, that's the way they bury Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Wow.
That's the way they bury Jesus.
That's deep.
With a white linen.
Yes.
With a white linen. You are wearing kaba.
We say kaba. Mercy.
It's a serious matter.
Yeah,
am I speaking to somebody here?
Yes. You'll be Kasana.
I want you to value things that God puts value, more value on.
Me per se adia esum nyame bono, me ensum oso po.
It's about souls.
Ni na ye okra ho asem.
And it says that we should go and make disciples.
Yes, there are
some of you here. God has blessed
you.
But how is that blessing impacting souls? One day you understand how important human beings are.
Oh yes.
I say one day,
me say Dako,
you will understand how important
that
single soul. That single soul. It's like
Senya Eti. Oh yes.
I say for you. We have acquired some land which we are looking for a bigger place to make a very big auditorium.
This one should excite you. You see?
So we oma weniti weniti pa. The blessing.
Things like that don't excite you.
Nyoma we say weniti hukra.
When somebody gives you give money.
Ma usikadia.
Some small money.
Sika kiti kiti kiti.
You see the way you clap your hands.
Uhu the way I bow in some.
I'm talking about precious souls. Precious souls. Oh yes.
Oh yes.
I said I'm talking about precious souls. Are you here or you've gone home? I'm preaching. They are building over there.
You see, I saw down on.
They have acquired a land. And we want to put some structure on it. And the souls that some of the church members we want to the church. Have decided to use their strength to work for the church. To build the house.
Wow.
Are you here?
It's a good thing. Wow.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Oh, yes.
They will go very far place to just go and weave sand. And they are bringing sand to the sites. And the church has not paid dime.
Now,
yeah.
Wow.
And the masons that are in the church, they said that we will build the church. We will build it free. And there are machos that are in the church. They said we will lift the mortar. We will lift the mortar. All you have to do is to get us the materials. And we will just build it.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Wow. Blessing.
Some of us here, we don't value some people. But it will amaze you that that person that you are rejecting can do in your life. Everybody is important. Everybody is important. You have to value everybody. Go and make disciples. Go and make disciples of him. Where are your disciples? Where are your mentees? People that you are mentoring. There are some of you have people, but you are not mentoring them. Yes, you are not mentoring. You are mentoring them for the devil. Yes. You are mentoring them for the devil. You take them to club. You take them to where they smoke weed. You take them to London bar. To go and drink. But you don't bring them to church. You don't bring them to church. Jesus said, I call them so that they will be with me.
Jesus said, I call them
so that they will be with me. Look for that scripture and read.
Mark chapter 3. From verse 13.
Verse 13.
And he went up on a mountain.
And Jesus went up on the mountain.
And called to him those he wanted.
And called to him those he wanted. Of from.
That's right.
Omwa.
Opom. That's right.
Of from.
You are teaching good.
Of from.
He called them.
Uh-huh.
And they came to him.
That's
right.
Man ho kwen kakra. Ye frewa. Oso ye den. Bra.
Come.
Because now Jesus of from no. Oso omo ye den.
He came.
Then he appointed 12.
And he appointed what? 12.
That they might be with him.
That they might be with him.
And that he might send them out to preach.
He might send them out to go and preach.
Wow.
To go and preach. To go and preach. Oh, are you clapping for Jesus? He called them
from
so that they will be with him. And he sent them to go and preach. In other words, to go and make disciples. More disciples are needed in the house of God. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not talking about pastors working. I am looking for a day in this church that a common floor member has disciples about 50. 50 disciples. And they come to church with
me. Sorry.
Oh, yes. When I see you, I will salute you. Because your influence is great. Your influence is powerful. I don't know. I will bow down to you. Because if 50 people are following
me,
you alone. 50 people are following
you.
30 people are following
you.
20 people are following
you.
10 people are following
you. 10.
5 people are following
you. 5.
3 people are following you.
I
will salute you. I will salute you.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Are we together? The young ones. Where are your disciples? Yes. Oh, I'm young.
As for me, I'm small.
I'm young.
I'm a young person.
When I grow.
No. Oh, Debbie.
This commandment is for everyone. It's for everyone. Are you here?
What has he?
I say it's for everyone.
Me see at the home of BBA.
Oh yes.
And no crepan.
Ask the person sitting by you. Are you listening to what the prophet is saying?
Be say only attention. What did you do for Nikana?
Tell the person that the prophet is talking about you.
Catch you only as your one do for Casatro. Catch them.
Next week we should be seeing your disciples.
Now what you do any me pay? May you want more do it.
Purpose that you are going to bring somebody to church. Somebody will follow you to church.
See what dream piece be at the aba sorry.
One or two people
in Papa
that are going to follow you to church.
Be aba sorry.
Because that is what makes God happy.
And no name yami any chipa.
Are we still together? When somebody is sleeping by you, just tap the person. Tell the person that. Listen to discipleship message.
So be that bono piano kakaka just a tea and tea some na yakan.
Are you getting it?
Utias ye.
You have to make it a conscious effort. That somebody should follow you to church.
So obindu wetimra a sorry
every Sunday.
Kwesia de bia.
Every Sunday.
Kwesia de bia.
You are making disciples.
So man convert the word.
I'm not talking about an evangelist.
I am
talking about a common floor member. Somebody who is saved today. Somebody who is saved today, you leave the building and you are going to make disciples. Are we together? Then you that you are in the church for a very long time, you should run with this message. You should run with this message. Are you clapping for Jesus? Look at Jesus. Go therefore and make disciples of all. You see, to make. It means that you see, you should carefully, systematically, orderly, making something.
Se o sheni ye o shena kwansu ye o si sheni ye na o titi obi.
The words that Jesus used is very important.
In summer, yes, Christ can and we hear ye pa.
There's a difference between make and create.
It's in Sunday, say, oh, baby, now what it obi.
When you want to understand make, go to the porter's house.
So, I'll be saying, baby, I'll go on in front of you.
Go to the porter's house.
For on in front of you.
How the porter
send you on in front
will use the clay
or did not see no.
And mold it into something nice.
No one really be air fey.
And mold it into something nice.
No one really be air fey.
And when you see it,
now so who
at the conference center? Is it conference center? Yes. Art center. Thank you.
Art center.
When you see it at art center. You admire it and you want to buy it at a high price. Because somebody has taken time to craft it, to make it. Amen.
Amen.
Are you together? You can come here, please. Come. Amen.
Amen.
Are we together?
Who are you?
Yeah. To make.
So, open uni baby.
To make.
So, open uni baby.
Is it that soul,
sir or crown,
that you have brought today? You have to make him or her. Today, that soul doesn't look appealing. But if you carefully and systematically make that person will bring joy to you one day.
Na sa only paku na odi na ba no otobu ase na ohwe ni ye na o titi ni ye a odi anitie e de bebrew.
There was a man called Philemon.
That's right.
Philemon. That Philemon was with his master and was not profitable.
Na sa Philemon there no ne ni wura na enam.
Was not profitable to the master. And he was saying to Paul. And Paul took his time.
Now Paul the Osenemre
and made him. Discipled him. And at a point, sent him back to his master. And he said, the Philemon that was not profitable, now he has become profitable.
profitable.
And I send him to you. Read.
Philemon 1 from verse 10. I appeal to you for my son Onesimus.
I appeal to you
for my son Onesimus.
My son, Onesimus.
Whom I have begotten while in my chains.
Which I've begotten whilst
in my chains.
In my chains.
Who once,
sorry, my chains.
Who once was unprofitable to you?
Who once was unprofitable to you? It was once unprofitable to you.
Onesimus.
Right?
Yeah.
It was unprofitable to you, Onesimus.
You
see, today, there are some people that are around you. They are not profitable to you. Because you have not taken time to make them. When you make them, they will become profitable to you. Continue, my brother.
But now it's profitable to you and to me.
Now it's profitable to you and to me. And
to me.
Wow.
Wow.
The man that was not profitable,
Papa Nana
has now became profitable. Somebody that was not profitable. Somebody that was not regarded. Now he has become profitable to all. Let me advise somebody here. It's not for nothing that the Lord has brought some people your way. You have to be careful how you are making them. They can become better people under you or worse people. A disciple is somebody who make. When he said go, he said go and make disciples. Go and make disciples. Are you making disciples? That is why, as a pastor, one of my role is to make you. I've been able to make poor people rich. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, true or not true? I've been able to make prostitutes now decent people. Drunkard, there is to be a this man who used to drink every week. No. Every week, he says he spends 5,000 on alcohol.
So 5,000.
Oh yes.
Oh, yes.
All my stories are true.
Yes.
He gave a testimony. And he said, after alcohol, I can't stop. Although the alcohol was killing him. The alcohol was killing him. But he couldn't stop. But when he came, by the grace of God,
He was turned into another man. He was turned into another man. There was a transformation. How are you making the people? Ladies and gentlemen, Pastor, is it the people you have brought? Don't despise them. Don't despise anybody. There is greatness in them. They say that there's a saying that Obi Nim Obrimpon
assassin. Somebody, what the person will become in future.
You see, Obrimpon be etiwon chain.
Great person is sitting beside you.
And that's how Obrimpon and the who and canoe
and yet. And that person, you can't send that greatness today.
Is that what I said?
Oh.
Is it that person may not be smelling well?
Oh, okay. Oh, it's a blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
But the person is a king sitting right beside
you.
Don't despise that person. Don't despise that person. Every soul is a soul. And they are precious in the sight of God. They are precious in the sight of God. That is why God says, Jesus said that you should go and make disciples. Listen. We need the rich in the house of God. We need the poor in the house of God. As
a
matter of fact, the gospel is for the poor. The gospel is for the poor. God wants us to bring them. So that we can make them. Some of them, they just need a shepherd. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 9, verse 35.
Mark 9, 35.
And when Jesus saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion. Because they were weary and they fainted and scattered abroad. He was moved. Because he saw the weariness of the people. And when he saw that the people have scattered, and he said that these people need a shepherd. Everybody here must turn himself or herself to be a shepherd. Everybody here must turn himself or herself to be an helper. Oh yes. Amen.
Amen.
Let me give you about three ways that you can make disciples. If time will allow me, I will just give you five. But the way I'm looking at my time, it's like I'll be able to give you about three. Are we still together? How you can make disciples. At this point, are you realizing that God wants you to make disciples? Are you realizing that Jesus wants you to go make disciples?
Yesu
you
have a disciple.
You
have disciples.
As I said,
somebody must follow you to the house of God.
Yes.
And
how do you make disciples? How do you make disciples? You must go, the first point is, you must go and look for a disciple. You must go and look for a disciple. The scripture we read in the book of Luke chapter 3, Jesus went and looked for a disciple. So he appointed them. He appointed them. He said, you. I want you to follow me. Amen.
Amen.
He went to the tax collector. I think in Matthew chapter 9, he went to, is it Matthew chapter 9 verse 9? He went to the tax collector. And then he appointed him, Matthew. Read.
Matthew chapter 9 verse 9.
Verse 9.
As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man named Matthew.
He saw a man named Matthew
sitting at the tax office.
Sitting at the tax office.
And he said to him,
follow me.
So he arose and followed him.
Go look for your disciples. They are there plenty. They are in the offices. Oh yes. They are on the streets. They are in the West Hills Mall. They are in the ghettos. Go look for them. Go and look for your disciples. I am showing you how you can make disciples. Hello?
Hi.
Are you still following? How you can make what? Disciples. The first point is what? You must go and look for what? Your disciples. Then the second thing, you should make them to be with you. Let them be with you. You see, there are people that don't like people to be with them. They are a walk alone people. Do you know a walk alone people? If you are making disciples, you have to let the disciple or your mentee come close. And coming close means that the person can call you at any time. And coming close means that the person can visit you at the office at any time. In what it means is that he can visit you at home at any time. Go sometimes with functions with them. Are you listening to me? I'm showing you how you can make disciples. Jesus,
Jesus Christ,
everywhere he went, he was with his disciples. When he visited the mother-in-law of Peter, the disciples were also there. Oh yes. When he was journeying to Jerusalem, his disciples were there. Everywhere he went, his disciples were there. Make your disciples to be around you. Are you listening to me? Then the third thing. Teach them. The word of God. Teach them.
The Bible says in verse 20 of Matthew chapter 28, it said, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. Teach them. You see, there are people around you, and it's not for nothing God brought them your way. God wants you to teach them. What are you teaching the people around you? Yes. Are you here?
Oh, I see.
I'm teaching somebody here. Jesus taught his people. Matthew chapter 6. Verse 9. His disciples came to him. You know, and they want to know how they should pray. They want to know how they should pray. And then Jesus opened his mouth and said, this manner you should pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. As it is in heaven. Jesus taught his disciples. In chapter 5 of Matthew. It said, blessed are the poor. For they will see the Lord. Let's read a little bit of the Beatitude. This is what is called the Beatitude.
That's right.
Matthew chapter 5.
From verse 1. And seeing the multitudes,
he
went up on a mountain.
He went out on the mountain.
And when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying.
Holy Spirit, help me. And he opened his mouth and taught him.
Blessed are the poor in spirit. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
For theirs is what?
The kingdom of heaven.
Continue.
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek. For they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Blessed are what? The meek. Yes. For they shall inherit what?
The earth.
The earth. He was teaching them how to be humble. Wow.
Wow.
Is it not amazing? Jesus was teaching his disciples.
Yes, you know, church and the phone.
Jesus was teaching his disciples.
Yes, you know, church and the phone.
You should teach your disciples.
And so, church was your phone.
You should teach them.
And so, church them.
Are we still together?
Oh, I see, Anna.
What are you teaching the people that God has brought around you?
Oh, for now, maybe about church. They're pan and church
them. You are teaching them, you don't know their thing. And I'm teaching you the thing. And you don't know the thing.
Hey.
Hey. What messages are you sending them? Your good morning is somebody karateing somebody.
Good morning, you'll be a chobi
baby.
Hey. Hey. My God.
God wants us to go make disciples by teaching them. Can I tell you something? Our friends that we have brought today, if we don't allow them to be with us,
And if we don't teach them,
say we'll
end up losing them.
We'll
end up losing them.
Yes.
I'm teaching you how you can make disciples. The word of God builds people.
Yes.
Number four. I think I have 5 minutes, so I can give you about 2 points.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
Are we still together?
Yeah, we are here.
What is the first one? You must go look for your disciples. The second one is what? Let them be with you. And then the third, teaching them what? The word of God. Are you learning something here? Clap for Jesus. Are you ready for the fourth one? The fourth one is be interested in their social life. Be interested in their social life. When I'm talking about social life, you are interested in their job search, their school, marriage, they are traveling, their social life. You should be interested in their social life. When they are getting married,
so be
there.
Be there.
As a matter of fact, be there right from the beginning. When they were courting, you should be there.
So hobby.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. It has gotten to my notice that Charlie, some of my youth, they are liking each other.
Hey, it's a big keke.
Amen.
Amen.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I said it's okay. I just have to guide them. So that it doesn't go overboard. There's nothing wrong liking somebody. Is there a problem liking somebody?
Or how be on say obi asem?
Hello? It's just that I just have to guide them. Because that's their social life.
And only on my brother.
And they are growing.
No mu nini.
The chemistry are changing.
Uh-huh. And you're my ass.
Hello? I said I'm preaching.
You're teaching good.
Holy Spirit, help me.
Yeah, you are teaching.
Amen.
Amen.
Are we together?
You are. See.
You must be interested in their social life. When they are pregnant, you should be interested in their pregnancy. Don't say that each one for himself, God for us all. Everybody should carry his cross.
You've gotten pregnant.
You see, if you're a mentor and you say some of these things, you will lose your mentees.
When I was pregnant, the person did not even care for me.
Papa with your pregnancy.
That man doesn't like the pregnancy.
Or your anti-nancy.
He doesn't like pregnancy.
Wow. But on you know a friend.
When he's pregnant, call the person.
Oh, say, sister, no, what he say?
Sister, how are you?
Na baby, I okay.
Is everything fine?
Within and without.
Oh, Everything is fine.
The baby is fine.
Wow.
Now where did he do?
Have you eaten? Oh, me didi. Yeah.
I've eaten watching.
You see, when you are interested in their social life, they will be with you. They will be with you. They will be with you. But when you are not interested in their social life, be interested in their school. Yes. Be interested in their
school.
There are a lot of people here that we are monitoring them. Our eyes is in their school.
In conformity on my school, no more. You need a samuan casa.
We are monitoring.
You need a samu school.
Yes. Even when you are not feeling well,
in pursuit, oh yeah, look around.
Still show interest.
And so, ni ekong
show interest.
Mo eni kwamu.
I was the exams.
In some general thing.
I was the exams.
In some general culture, in the concern.
Encourage the person.
Senipa nin crying
before he goes to even write.
Answer na problem kwa kuto injunction.
And when he finishes,
so Jesus wa,
you should still call.
And so that's a friend.
Because you see, sometimes the person may feel like I've not done well. But your encouragement will stabilize things. Am I speaking to somebody
here?
You should be interested in their social life. In their social life. You are making disciples. By doing that,
so yes, I.
You are making disciples. God wants you and I to go make disciples. And these are the steps. The first step, go look for the disciples. The second step, let them be with you. The third step, teach them. The fourth step, be interested in what their social work. Clap your hands and stand to your feet.
God bless you for your time.